You're listening to the Northern Soul podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara. I'll be here with you for the next 45 minutes or so, just as always. Oh my goodness, what weather have we had this week? It's been absolutely superb, hasn't it? It's been like summer. I tell you what, it's made everyone feel so much brighter about themselves, I think. Just waking up in the morning and seeing that sunshine, oh, really, really does make you feel good, doesn't it? Well, this podcast, I've got songs from Group Love, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. I've got music from Kate Le Bon, Bird to Beast, Depeche Mode, Metronomy, and a bit more as well. But who am I talking to this week? Well, you'll have to see, won't you? First of all, though, let's listen to Group Love with Ways to Go.
Thank you.
So Kid Congo there, that's the stage name of Brian Tristran, who's a rock guitarist. He's been a member of the Gun Club, the Cramps, and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Now, Bird to Beast, that's who we're listening to today. That's who I met the other week. A great couple, Sam and Hannah, a married couple in what's been described as a new psych folk duo band. So they were fresh from the Union Chapel in Islington when I met them. The Union Chapel, by the way, is a fantastic venue. I know this is the Northern Soul podcast. I know it's all about things up north. But if you ever get the chance to visit the Union Chapel in Islington, go. It's an absolutely spectacular building. I saw Seth Lakeman there quite a few years ago now, but it is really unforgettable, just absolutely stunning. So they played their gig there. They are the darlings of Six Music. They've been on Radcliffe and Marconi. Every Six Music DJ has been playing their music. They talked to me about festivals, debut albums and gigs. So here we go. This is the first bit of Bird to Beast.
We got signed up to a new record, independent record label called Muck Records, and it was last... it was quite a while ago, and then it was probably early last year, and then we recorded the album, didn't we? And then we had a single out and did some gigs and stuff, and then we released the album. Yeah, then we did a second single, and that brings us up to date, really. Yeah. But in a nutshell, that's
basically, we recorded the album about 12 months ago.
Yeah.
In Salford.
Yeah.
At Oxygen Studios, and that took about 3 weeks, weren't we, just doing the album, and then everything since then's just really been just getting a couple of bits and bobs together, like doing some videos. We did some videos that was pretty fun, and then now we've just released our second single, which is we are releasing our second single,
which 24th of March.
So everything's just started to pick up recently, hasn't it? And got lots of gigs coming in.
Sounds really busy in a short space of time, because a lot of the time you'll get people going, well, about 3 years ago we started doing, but it sounds to me as soon as you've been signed that you've kind of...
We did it really quick, because Sam writes all the time, don't you? You're always writing, so we had the material there. It wasn't like we got signed and then had to sort of think, right, okay, let's write some new stuff.
They asked us to do an album, and we wrote the album for the label.
Yeah, didn't we use some of the older stuff? Elephant was one of the older tracks, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's the only song.
Okay.
But anyway, so my next question is, as a married couple,
brings you quite neatly
how does that work with, in all seriousness, it obviously helps with the closeness and things like that, but, you know, there'll be sort of negative and positives, will there?
A little bit. Like, we've just been asked to write a blog for this American magazine.
Yeah.
And we're writing it on being married in a band. Because it's not a lot of people. There's a few, isn't there? But there's not a lot of married.
They don't spring to mind very quickly.
I can't think of anyone, actually. Yeah. But it's mainly like bands and stuff, like
Wasn't Jack White married to Meg White?
I think he was, wasn't he? Yeah, they were married.
That was also
they pretended to be their
sister
and stuff. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were married, I think.
It was a big PR stunt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brother and sister married,
Nobody knew. I can't think of any more.
How is it for you guys then? It obviously works.
So far it's been
alright,
really good. It's really nice to do gigs together and stuff, because we did it separately for a while, and I was like touring with a couple of different bands and really missed home and Sam. So it's been really nice to actually have him with me and doing it.
I was just stuck at home by myself, which was alright for a couple of days, but.
Gets a bit boring after
The house gets a mess.
But
it works well. I mean, I think we work well. We have different sort of strengths. Like I think I do sort of most of the songwriting at the initial stages, and then Hannah comes in at the end and sort of helps organise the songs and helps produce in the studio. You know, all the backing vocals and.
So it's good that we're not competing in that way.
It's a partnership as a team.
Absolutely. That's great.
I'm going up to Edinburgh in March to write this next album for a while, and so I'll go by myself, then Hannah will sort of come and join us at sort of towards the end.
You like to be by yourself when you're writing, don't you?
Yeah.
Why Edinburgh so much?
Well, we lived in Edinburgh together for a bit, didn't we? For a year.
Yeah, we lived there for a year.
And we just like Edinburgh.
We love it. We love Scotland, really, don't we? We love the hills, and it's so close to beautiful, you know, countryside and mountains and stuff.
I went to university for a bit in Edinburgh as well. It's pretty. It's a lovely city, and I don't know. It'd just be nice to go up. And the guy from the label, his friend has a flat up there, so they're letting us use it.
Talking about the label, how have things sort of? It's an obvious question, but things will have changed, obviously, being signed. How have things changed in terms of before you were obviously doing it on your own a bit more?
Well, I don't. It's a bit of a weird one. We really weren't doing anything, were we?
We were doing things separately, weren't we, really?
Hannah was doing loads of, like, she was doing back, like, lots of backing vocals for, she's doing backing vocals with Ellie Goulding and touring with her, and then a band called The Slow Show, which are a Manchester band, and you were doing, singing with them. And I was, I don't know, I hadn't written anything for quite a few years, and I definitely hadn't played any gigs for, like, 3 or 4 years.
I think you were definitely always writing, but just writing for writing's sake, weren't you, really, rather than just with any purpose, so...
And then we had, like, a friend, Bruce, who's managing us. He is friends with Dave from the label. I don't know. And he was, like, just check out these two. Because he was after someone to sign.
It was his idea to get us to actually do something together instead of being separate. Yeah, so...
I don't know. We just kind of, like, we weren't even trying. It just sort of happened, didn't it? They just rang us up and they were like, do you want to record an album? And we were sort of... We were like,
yes, this makes sense. Oh, is he looking at you?
Such a long time, elephant, elephant, elephant.
the tiny heels. Pin the notice to posts. And then crawled in my mouth. There is a feeling I love. Buried in my
Well, you heard Bird to Beast there. They're in the hot seat for the Northern Soul podcast this week. I'm Lucy McNamara. Now, we also played Kate Le Bon. She's a Cardiff singer-songwriter. She's now based in LA. She sings in Welsh and English. So there we go. Now, if you are at a loose end and you fancy a little bit of a look at the Northern Soul website, which is always good value, let me tell you, then you will see some articles from our very own Chris Payne. Now, Chris was one of the only photographers to be accredited with a press pass for the Six Music Festival. He found out what was going on behind the scenes and he took some great, great pictures, let me tell you. So if you're wondering what went on behind the scenes at the Six Music Festival, and indeed in front of the stage, then get onto the www.northernsoul.me.uk website and check out Chris Payne's work. But for now, let's listen to some more of my interview with Bird to Beast.
We've only done about six gigs.
We're quite new, really, as Bird to Beast. But yeah, I think we've suddenly sort of started to play better venue. I mean, like you say, Union Chapel is definitely one of our favourites. It's definitely fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think we would have got to do that if we weren't. We wouldn't be doing anything.
No, and we've got
nothing
that
we're doing without
the label, really. It's just you've got to have, a bit of weight behind you, and so it's great. But we've got lots of festivals, so we wouldn't have got those, definitely.
Have
not,
you?
So.
What
yeah, they're just coming in now. We're doing Kendall Calling.
Kendall Calling Festival, Cloud Spotting. And
what's that one?
Bingley Festival.
Yeah. We just got that one today.
Yeah, we've got that one.
And then that other one in the new, not in the new
oh,
forest.
Oh, yeah, New Forest, new forest? Yeah. That's what's smoked that and uncut. So there's a few bits, it's you know, of... more things coming through now, which is great. And but obviously, yeah, we wouldn't have had any of that, I don't think.
So, yeah, no, that I think it obviously definitely helps, doesn't yeah. it? Yeah. Now, of your album that you've just released, debut album, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah.
As you were saying, MEN said it was sort of one of the best albums that of the year 2013. Yeah. You've had a lot of airplay on Six Music, haven't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we have. Yeah.
So how's that feel?
Absolutely brilliant.
Well done. I've got a mate.
Well good.
I'm working all day, and I've got a mate who's a decorator, and he listens to Six Music, and every time we're on, he always texts me or rings me up, and he's like,
"You're on, you're on, yeah."
That'll get more frequent, I'm sure. So you'll phone me like,
yeah, it is. It's really, really great, and the album of the year thing was just amazing as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the way things are going. So it's all steps in the right direction. So
yeah, and the Six Music play's been, that's been awesome, hasn't it?
Yeah, the guy called one of the DJs, Chris Hawkins, has been got really behind us. He's been playing us quite a lot, pretty much every week, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So if not more,
yeah,
and
he's
played
been
Radcliffe and McCorney have played us, and we've had six DJs from Six Music play us. So.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I mean,
good.
For this to be at this stage so early and for that to be happening means
exactly.
that things are clearly going to keep on going
Let's
in the same.
Let's hope so, yeah. Right direction, yeah.
Yeah, so what you've told us about the festivals, what else is, and obviously you're going to go away and start writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else is happening? Whereabouts are you playing in Manchester? Are you playing in Manchester?
Yeah.
Brendan Gulliver's on the 13th of March.
Yep. Supporting the hosts, they're like an up and coming, they're doing really well as well, so that should be a really good gig. And then the 15th of March, we're playing at
the Castle.
That's supporting Ellen and the Escapades, so that should be good as well. And then we've got like quite a few, like a mini tour really. We're going to Cardiff
and we're doing
Winchester
Deaf
Institute. And the Deaf Institute on the 10th as well.
Oh, brilliant! That's a busy little run, isn't it?
It's
yeah, it, that was a weird. It just sort of, it just kind of like
happened that way.
It just sort of happened that way.
Mm. But yeah, we've got quite a few really, haven't we?
Then April, Liverpool, we're kind of like we're going everywhere. We've got like lots of gigs in April.
Yeah, a little
so
tour.
So we're going all over
so,
the place.
Yeah.
You're going over the around the country?
Yeah.
Should be good.
Going to Cardiff.
Cardiff, Winchester, Liverpool, Hebden Bridge, Manchester, Edinburgh. And that's it, yeah, I think.
Cool, so Hebden Bridge, you'll be playing are you playing the trades?
We're not. We're supporting our friend at Nelson's, a venue in Hebden Bridge, I think it is.
I think she's sort of... She took over the place for the night, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know if they do regular gigs.
My arms, words are ready. get no sleep. Oh, my love, don't be mad.
Thank you.
'Cause I'll keep on writing.
Played you some Depeche Mode before. Just then I played you Metronomy and Love Letters. Now that's one of their new ones out there. Metronomy from Totnes in Devon. I didn't know that. I found that out just the other day. The Guardian says Love Letters, which I just played you there, merges Motown with 1980s synths. Do you agree? Well, let's hear some more from Bird to Beast. I met them a few weeks ago in Manchester before their Six Music takeover, and we talked about all kinds of things. Here they are.
Obviously, you've been sort of around the country, if you like, and you play down in London, but there is a sort of specialness to the North, isn't there? And
yeah.
What do you love about the North?
Everything. Hannah keeps trying to make us like... Hannah keeps saying we should move. Well, like, she keeps saying we should move to Manchester to start with. But I like living in our little village, and I'm not moving. So
Sam likes
that.
The countryside, but we spend like 3 days a week in Manchester, so it's, you know, we're here a lot. So
And it's only like,
but
we
it is
can get
not
here.
Far. It's not far.
We get here. It's like we're just so used to coming to. And the thing is about coming to Manchester is like when we come to Manchester, we talk about. We get lots of stuff sorted on our journeys to Manchester, and so it kind of works. And when I lived in Withington, it used to take me like it sometimes took me an hour to get into town anyway. So
what do you think the culture of the North is? If you were asked that question, which is quite a difficult one really, but what do you think the culture of the North is?
I don't know. That's a difficult question.
What makes the North the North?
I think it's the people.
Friendly people, I suppose. There's a lot of that.
There's
a bit of a grit. There's a bit of grit, isn't there? I think as well, which makes people creative. I think, rather than have things on a plate, you know. I don't know. I think maybe there's grittiness that makes people want to create stuff. Maybe
it is very creative. I've noticed this having moved up to Manchester in particular, because that's where I live. Yeah. But I've noticed a huge array of fresh talent, creativity.
There's loads of it here.
It's brilliant.
It is great. It is really good.
I think there's a lot of creativity with very little nonsense as well. You know, like you find some people are really creative and really down to earth, and it's I like that sort of that happens a lot, especially in Manchester. You get like your sort of Mancunians that are just sort of like the lovable Mancunian who is ridiculously talented and creative. But doesn't sort of, they're not flowery or, you know.
Pretentious.
Yeah. And I think I like that. Yeah. And it's like that around us where we're like, there's lots of creative people where we live. There's not a lot of pretentiousness that comes with it. And I think as well, like when growing up where we grew up as well, it's kind of like, no one sort of, like,
well,
they're all,
not high
everyone's expectations. Really like self-deprecating. Is that right?
Yeah,
people like to play themselves down and their friends down and everyone.
You're
that's kind of like.
Blow, ever.
No. So it's kind of like.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Because I just think it's awful having to listen to people say how wonderful they are. You're like, oh, you're saying you're that wonderful. Are you really? Because I don't think you are. I think, well, that's probably growing up in the countryside as well, because I grew up in a very rural part of England and. Yeah, we were the same, really, because there's no room for it. I don't think there's any room for it.
There isn't, really, is there? What,
all time. Yeah, no one cares.
No.
They don't care, do they? That's it. They just don't care. And I think that's like... that.
It's healthy, I think,
it's good.
It?
And, like, our friends... Like, all our friends love that we play in bands, because they all like music and stuff, but they don't care, do they? They just want us to go and get drunk with them. And that's as long as we going down the pub, then they're happy.
You're obviously, you're musicians and you play a certain type of music, but what sort of music do you both enjoy? Is it folk sort of music, folk pop music, or are there different genres of music that you really like?
Everything. Oh, I went...
Lots of different stuff.
I studied at Cheetham's in Manchester, so, like, a lot... I listen to lots of classical music, and, like, I do... I mean, I listen to Radio 3, that's basically my radio station that I listen to. And 6, but Radio 3, so it's kind of like lots of classical music for me. And then whatever, really, you know. All sorts.
And you quite like folk music as well. And we both like love folk and love a bit of
proper folk, like
Celtic.
I like
stuff.
Traditional Scottish folk music. I've been listening to a lot of a lady called Julie Fowlis recently, who's like a Celtic singer. Gaelic, is it Gaelic?
Gaelic, yeah.
One of the something like that. Yeah, she's like I like stuff like that, and then.
We like all sorts, don't we?
Yeah.
We love, like, Kate Le Bon at the moment is really one of my favourite artists at the moment. Yeah. I've just discovered her recently and just, like, fallen in love. She's amazing. We love Rufus Wainwright and stuff like that as well. You know, that's the classical influence and the songwriting sort of...
Andrew Bird. I quite like Andrew Bird. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They look like they're doing stuff, the hosts.
Like,
we are a little bit out... I suppose we're a little bit out of touch, aren't we, with everything?
Rachel Hillary's
We went to watch a girl called Rachel Hillary the other night, and she's really good. Like, very sort of folky.
John Smith, but I think he was in Manchester, and I don't think he's there anymore. But he's doing really well. He's really good. But like, folky.
Yeah, I don't...
You are ones to watch yourselves. So,
let's hope so.
You're going places pretty quick, and it's exciting. So, I mean, with all these... gigs coming up, that's definitely something that people will come and see in Manchester, so...
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a good... We've got a good run of gigs in Manchester, so it should be really, hopefully, well attended and really good for us, so, yeah.
Well, Bird to Beast there. Catch up with them at www.birdtobeast.co.uk. We've got one more track for you, Blood Orange, and then that's it from me. You've been listening to the Northern Soul podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara. I'll be back here same time, same place next week. Have a good week. Enjoy yourselves, and I hope the weather's as good as it has been this week.
Yeah.